What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Fluency Academy's Fluency News, the podcast made for you to train your listening skills, improve your comprehension skills, and keep you updated on what's happening around the world. I'm Scott Lowe, your host and native English speaker. Yeah, that's right, I grew up speaking English, but, you know, I love tererê so much that I've learned Portuguese so that I could be able to more fully enjoy the experience of drinking it. Okay, that's not true, but I do love tererê. If you're new here, let me give you a quick rundown of our routine. We'll present to you some of the most important news stories of the week, and we'll come in with snippets of explanations in Portuguese to make sure you understand everything you're hearing. You can check out the description of this episode for the transcript and all of our sources. Alright, let's get started. Our main story today comes from Brazil, but it could have easily come straight from a movie. Check this out. Bank robbers in southern Brazil blasted explosives and fired high-caliber weapons at police late on Monday in an audacious heist that wounded two people and left reams of cash in the streets to be pocketed by locals. The robbery began just before midnight on Monday in the southern city of Criciúma and lasted nearly 2 hours, according to a statement from military police in Santa Catarina State. Images shared on social media showed armed men firing automatic weapons on the city streets, taking hostages, and then making their getaway in a fleet of cars. In their wake, the robbers left cash strewn across the streets. Residents soon spread out to snatch up the notes, television footage showed. So far, 4 people have been arrested who collected part of the paper bills that were thrown to the ground due to the explosion, the police said. Authorities have located 810,000 reais, or about $154,120, police added. There were at least 30 criminals in 10 cars. Anselmo Cruz, the head of the state police's robbery and kidnapping department, told television network Global News, "They blocked access points to the city to prevent police reinforcements from responding swiftly. It was an unprecedented action for the state. There was never anything with this scope, this violence," Cruz said on Tuesday. Police later located the attackers' vehicles in a neighboring municipality, Cruz said. Criciúma's mayor, Clésio Salvado, took to Twitter while the events were still unfolding to warn locals of the robbery of great proportions by very well-prepared thieves. "As mayor of Criciúma, I ask that you stay home. Don't leave home. Exercise all precaution," Salvado said in a video he posted just before 2 a.m. local time. "Tell your friends and family. Let the police do their job." Brazil has a long history of bank heists, and major lenders have struggled with a wave of violent robberies in recent years, as criminals have mastered the use of explosives to access cash. The brazen robbery resembles another that took place in July in the city of Botucatu in São Paulo State. There, around 30 armed men blew up a bank branch, took residents hostage, and exchanged gunfire with police officers before making their getaway. On Wednesday, more than 20 armed robbers stormed a bank in Cameta, exchanging gunfire with police in the streets and killing one person before fleeing in a convoy of vehicles. The attack, in the early hours of the morning in the northern riverside of the city, was the second such heist in as many days in Brazil, marking an escalation in the scale, organization, and aggression of bank robberies. "They drove around shooting at the police and at the houses. It was a horrible scene to see," said Junior Gaia, who lives nearby, in an interview with television network Global News. "We were all laid out on the floor, afraid they would invade the homes." The attack saw the group of men armed with high-caliber weapons storm a branch of Banco do Brasil S.A., the Pará State Security Ministry said. Images on social media showed a firefight in the streets of the town. The robbers killed one hostage during the heist, the ministry added, while another local resident was shot in the leg and is in stable condition in the hospital. "We pray to God to comfort the family of the young man who lost his life," Cameta Mayor Valdoli Valinch wrote on Facebook. The robberies took place at the start of December when bank coffers are filled in anticipation of employees withdrawing their year-end bonuses, According to Cassio Cioni, a council member of the nonprofit Brazilian Forum on Public Safety, it doesn't happen without planning, Cioni told the Associated Press by phone. It's another demonstration that everything is planned. They think of the location and the timing. The security ministry said it had found one abandoned getaway vehicle outside the town with explosives inside. The town was now calm, it added, with police reinforcements arriving by plane and boat. It was not immediately clear how many hostages had been taken or if they were all freed. Authorities also did not say how much money was stolen from the bank. State-controlled lender Banco do Brasil did not immediately comment on the attacks. No fim dessa história, eu usei duas estruturas pouco usadas no cotidiano, na fala informal. Usar abreviações e contrações é o mais comum no dia a dia. Ao invés de dizer was not ou did not, eu diria wasn't ou didn't. Em notícias, textos formais e documentos, essas contrações não são usadas. E a forma completa é mais adequada. Na linguagem informal, não contrair essas estruturas só seria usado para dar ênfase, e não em uma conversa. In other news, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Nestle were named the top plastic polluters for the third year in a row. They have been accused of zero progress on reducing plastic waste. Coca-Cola was ranked the world's number one plastic polluter by Break Free from Plastic in its annual audit, after its beverage bottles were the most frequently found discarded on beaches, rivers, parks, and other litter sites in 51 of 55 nations surveyed. It was found to be worse than PepsiCo and Nestle combined. Coca-Cola branding was found on 13,834 pieces of plastic, with PepsiCo branding on 5,155 and Nestle branding on 8,633. The annual audit, undertaken by 15,000 volunteers around the world, identifies the largest number of plastic products from global brands found in the highest number of countries. This year, they collected 346,494 pieces of plastic waste, 63% of which was marked clearly with a consumer brand. All companies stated they are working on reducing their plastic use and increasing the use of sustainable packaging. Work on é um phrasal verb, uma expressão formada por duas ou mais palavras. Aqui nós temos um verbo, work, que significa trabalhar, e uma preposição, on, que significa sobre. Esse phrasal verb significa continuar a trabalhar ou trabalhar em, no sentido de tentar melhorar algo. In other quick news, lawmakers in Argentina on Friday approved a new one-time levy on the country's richest citizens to raise money to address the devastating health and economic consequences of the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Senators passed the bill, which imposes a tax of at least 2% on individuals with assets worth more than $2.45 million, by a margin of 42 to 26, Reuters reported Saturday. According to the BBC, the funds will be used to pay for medical supplies, emergency aid for small and medium-sized businesses, financial support for students and social programs, and natural gas development. We must find points of connection between those who have the most to contribute and those who are in need, said Senator Anabel Fernandez Sagasti. Você já deve ter visto a palavra bill com o significado de conta, quando você está em restaurante, por exemplo. Em inglês, essa palavra tem outro significado também. Ela pode significar projeto de lei, como temos nessa história. And our final story, before the more positive one we try to add in every episode, comes from Australia, where the status of its Great Barrier Reef has deteriorated. The conservation status for Australia's Great Barrier Reef has declined from significant concern to critical, due to increasing impacts associated with climate change, a new report has found. The damage to the reef is a result of ocean warming, acidification, and extreme weather, which has resulted in coral bleaching, according to the International Union for Conservation of Nature's IUCN 2020 World Heritage Outlook Report, which tracks whether the conservation of the world's 252 natural World Heritage sites is sufficient to protect them in the long term. The process of coral bleaching occurs when water is too warm and the algae the corals expel from their tissues cause them to turn completely white. The decline of the coral has also resulted in decreasing populations of certain marine species, researchers found. The reef, the most extensive in the world, houses more than 1,500 species of fish. A third of the natural World Heritage sites are currently being threatened by climate change, the IUCN reported. Well, gee, that's kind of depressing. Quick, let's see some good news. In a rare show of solidarity, 14 key nations commit to protect the oceans. All right. When the heads of state of 14 nations sat down together in late 2018 to discuss the grim condition of the world's oceans, there was no certainty that anything consequential would result. The leaders planned 14 gatherings, but met only twice before the pandemic upended their talks. So, when the group announced this week the world's most far-reaching pact to protect and sustain ocean health, it signaled a bit more than a noteworthy achievement in a complicated time. The agreement, negotiated via the nuance-free tool of video conferencing, also offered hope of a renewed era of global accord on climate, where issues grounded in science might finally trump political posturing. Overall, the 14 leaders agreed to sustainably manage 100% of the oceans under their national jurisdictions by 2025. An area of ocean roughly the size of Africa. Additionally, they vowed to set aside 30% of the seas as marine protected areas by 2030, in keeping with the United Nations campaign known as 30 by 30. Both of those large commitments, the leaders say, will help end overfishing and illegal fishing, rebuild declining fish stocks, halt the flow of plastic waste into the seas, and clean up dead zones created by runoff from farm waste. What I find really interesting is that 14 nations spent the last 2 years talking to each other in an experiment you'd like to see more of in the future, says Nancy Knowlton, a marine scientist emeritus at the Smithsonian Institution, who was not involved in the project. They are working together as a team. Starting with countries on the same page provides a mechanism for actually achieving success. Now that is definitely some good news, right? It is always awesome to see people and countries coming together to do some good, is it not? Alright, well that's where we're going to end today's episode. Don't forget to check out FluencyTV.com for much more free content and check out our Instagram page, Ahuaba Fluency TV Inglês, for tips and updates on events and stuff. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I will see you next time. Peace out.